Aircheckdownloads.com.
Morning, it's Paul Hayes. Wasn't it so good to see Duran Duran headlining the Isle of Wight Festival a couple of weeks ago? Ordinary World is next. And here's Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes. Now, it was very magical seeing them on stage, wasn't it? The Isle of Wight Festival a couple of weeks ago with their headline set. So good. Duran Duran, new album out next month, Future Past, which is going to be a good track down as well. There's Ordinary World, probably my favourite Duran Duran song. And welcome, it's Magic for Thursday morning. I'm Paul Hayes. In a week that we've had a lot of rain, some thunder in some places, and also snow on Tuesday night. Yeah, there was actually snow. So, yeah, it's going to be a bit more unsettled again today, I'm afraid. Sunshine, but also some showers and quite windy in places. Similar into the weekend as well, staying quite blustery. Here's Bruno Mars. Ain't no stopping us now. McFadden and Whitehead, good morning. First thing Thursday, and you're listening to Magic. It's Paul Hayes. And on Tuesday night, you may have seen the premiere for No Time to Die at the Royal Albert Hall in London with our very own Ronan Keating and wife Storm on the red carpet. You can see those photos at Magic FM. And the Duchess of Cambridge also there, joined by Prince William, Prince Charles and Camilla, all watching Daniel Craig's final appearance as Bond, and hundreds of healthcare workers and members of the armed forces also there on Tuesday night, as well as a way to say thank you to their heroics during the pandemic. So it looked like a really lovely night. And the film in cinemas from today is out later today. So maybe you've already booked your ticket to see it. Just make sure you go to the loo first. 2 hours, 42 minutes for the new Bond film, but it looks excellent. Whitney Houston coming up and some Goo Goo Dolls next.
The wait is over.
Billy Ocean, get out of my dreams, get into my car. He's on tour throughout October, by the way, if you want to catch up with him, starting on Monday, which is October the 4th in Bournemouth. And No Time to Die, of course, finally in cinemas today, the new James Bond film. Yesterday on Magic Breakfast, Ronan and Harriet were looking at the odds for who's going to play the next James Bond. And Ronan was a bit upset to discover that he's not listed anywhere. So we have got Alan Carr, David Walliams, Danny Dyer and P. Diddy all on the list. They were at 500 to 1. But no sign of Ronan anywhere, which is a bit of a shame. Enjoy if you're going to check out the film a bit later on today. 2 hours, 42 minutes, No Time to Die in cinemas today. And Tom Price joining Harriet on Magic Breakfast. Ronan's gone off to play some golf. So Tom and Harriet here later this morning from 6.
It's the best part of the day, right?
You're listening to Magic. Good morning. First thing Thursday, and it's Paul Hayes. And Bridgerton, apparently the most watched show ever on Netflix. It's been revealed this week. 82 million of us watching it on the streaming service, with 625 million hours watched of Bridgerton. And of course, we've got season 2 coming out next year as well. Well, I say next year, there's no actual confirmed date for when it's going to be out, but it looks likely that it's going to be next year. And apparently season 2 will focus on Anthony Bridgerton alongside a brand new heroine. So something to look forward to for next year. And the number one film on Netflix, it's been revealed, was Extraction. That's the film starring Chris Hemsworth, and that you apparently the most watched original film in Netflix history. So those are the two to check out if you haven't already. And a news update next to 5.
Vision Express, we know.
Morning, last day of September, and some brilliant disco from Diana Ross coming up. Chain Reaction. On digital radio, on the Magic Radio app, online and on your smart speaker.
Play Magic Radio.
The main stories this hour. From Sky News, I'm Daisy Steele.
Morning, welcome to Thursday morning. How would you like to win £90,000? You know, just to celebrate the last day of September. All you need to know in 40 minutes. John Cicada, Just Another Day. You're listening to Magic. Good morning. First thing Thursday, and it looks like Elton John and husband David Furnish have bought the house next door to where they live in Beverly Hills. They've lived there for about 10 years, and they spent $8.5 million buying the house next door. So, yeah, I guess that comes in pretty handy, you know, if the kids knock the ball over the fence or something. Nice and easy to go around and get it again, isn't it? I'm sure there's more of a reason than just that, but definitely one of the benefits. And I've got something from Elton coming up with Keith. ATD, that brilliant duet next. Don't Get Breaking My Heart after ABBA. Baby Jane, Rod Stewart on Magic, always playing more of the songs you love. And it's Paul Hayes, First Thing Thursday morning, last day of September today, September the 30th. And if you're a Bond fan, no doubt you're quite excited. No Time to Die, finally in cinemas today, after a very long old wait. And Ronan and Harriet were at the premiere in London, you may have seen, on Tuesday evening at the Royal Albert Hall. And Ronan had a really good time, reckons it's the greatest Bond movie ever. But he was quite embarrassed by Harriet, who turned up with her own popcorn and booze to the premiere on Tuesday. So you enjoy it if you're going to go and check it out a bit later on today. And Tom Price joining Harriet on Magic Breakfast later this morning from 6. I've got some Seal coming up with Crazy and Mr. Broken Wings.
NewCheckDownloads.com.